Meet the executive staff. Pharmatech International Pharmaceuticals Limited. The following is a presentation of the executive staff of the multinational Swiss-based company called Pharmatech. The company experienced a record year last year, but there's some challenges appearing on the horizon. Notably, the biggest challenge is to repeat the performance of last year in a very aggressive business environment. This will prove to be a big test for the management because it's easier to expand from a difficult year than a bumper year. Preceding the strong results from last year, Pharmatech had a few transition years where results were nothing to write home about. Company statistics. The turnover for last year was $2.5 billion. The main profitable products were Xeratox, Smellitex, and Zellifor. The six major locations worldwide are in the U.S. in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Berkeley, California, and in Europe in Lausanne, Switzerland, and in Gutag, Germany, and finally in Singapore, and in Melbourne, Australia. There are 5,000 employees. There's been talk about the new chair being the four-year director from the California office, Ms. Pamela Jackson. The question is if she has the right personality to take over. She has great numbers of years' experience in pharmaceuticals, and she's a powerhouse leader when it comes to management. They call her the Margaret Thatcher of management, iron-handed with a velvet glove. She's been considered one of the best candidates because she will bring a new style to the company and prepare it for the upcoming challenges. She wants to reduce costs by implementing a spending reduction program and to shake up the executive. She wants to consider the management style as a criteria for the plan. Let's meet the executive. The executive being presented were elected last year at the AGM for fiscal year ending July 31st. The board consisted of a 5-member team, which is 6 prior to the record performance. There's been some concern about the management in the next few years, and the AGM is coming up. The question is, how can the management keep up their performance in a challenging market, and if it would begin to make changes for the next stretch of the market expansion? The question is, how can the management keep up their performance in a challenging market, and if it would begin to make changes for the next stretch of market expansion? Some would rather they keep with the status quo. Don't fix it if it isn't broken. Others prefer a better strategy. In any case, the AGM will decide on the new board.